Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
All right, NFL Week 2. We're going to do some picks here as we do with Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Their podcast is online at iTunes, Google Play, and of course they're on Facebook and Twitter. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for having us back.
Thank you, Danny. I feel good. I feel like I'm in first place, even though we're tied.
Yeah.
I'm not in last place.
We all went 2-1. All right, so we're going to pick the Bay Area games, and then, of course, each of us have a wild card. We'll start with the 49ers at Seahawks. I don't know. Is there really a lot to talk about here? Ben, you want to go first on that one?
You know, it's – I hope that the Niners were going to have a little bit better luck. And for some reason, I thought they were in a better position than they were, but they showed that they – from the outsider, from me, the casual fan – you know, they looked overmatched against Carolina, and I feel they're going to be overmatched against Seattle. When we did our NFL predictions on our podcast, I picked the Seahawks as to having their defense kind of scale back and not be as critical, and it showed that week one they actually were still pretty good.
Yeah,
and I feel like they're going to be still pretty good. So I'm going to eat some crow and say I was wrong on that already.
Yeah,
49ers. Uh-oh. You know, I actually, when Reuben Foster got hurt in this game against Carolina, that was pretty much all she wrote. The guy played 11 snaps. He had 3 tackles. He had a pass broken up. He was everywhere.
Yep.
And when they got hurt, they just don't have the depth to overcome that.
Right.
Solomon Thomas did not show up in this game.
Nope.
But the rest of the front seven played pretty well. The only reason why Carolina got any touchdowns is because they were given a short field. You can't do that on the road against Seattle and expect to win. Seattle's offensive line is really bad.
Yeah.
I think, again, the 49ers have the ability to defeat that, but I just don't think it's going to matter, because unfortunately we might see a scenario where the 49ers are 0-2 and haven't scored an offensive touchdown.
Oof.
It's on the road in Seattle. It's always tough. I think it's pretty close, like 17-7 close, right? I mean, 10 points is a lot, but I just don't see them giving up a ton of points. I think the Seattle Seahawks win this game, and I think some of the offensive woes continue, unfortunately.
So that Carolina game to me was, because I don't think the Panthers played all that great. To me, it was a lot of self-inflicted wounds. There was a lot of dropped balls. There was a lot of...
The only thing that lets people through faster than Zane Beatles is a BART station turnstile. That guy was atrocious.
Yes, yeah.
Atrocious.
And Brian Hoyer has no escapability. So it... Yeah, I'm with you guys. Unfortunately, I'm going to go Seattle. I don't think it'll be 14 points either. All right, so Jets at Raiders.
My Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, go ahead.
How you made me happy on Sunday. I was nervous going into that game. I was really worried that Mariota would have his way. I think their opening drive, their opening kick, what took the wind out of their sails early. I don't know why you'd start with an onside kick like that. That was silly. It put Carr, it was a four possession or four plays until he got a touchdown. It was awesome. They did a great job, but that's the past. We're talking about the Jets. You know, most people are already saying, oh, it's going to be an easy win. They're going to bulldoze them. But in this league, you cannot look past you have to go week by week. You can't look into week three and think you're just going to roll these guys. I think it's going to be a closer game, but at the same time, it's going to be the home opener. They're going to be jazzed up. All the fans want to see Marshawn Lynch rush for a touchdown. It is what it is.
Yeah.
He's going to have, he shows that he's obviously still got his legs.
There's no reason to pick anybody but the Raiders in this game. They did a great job in that game. The Jets are not good. It's their second straight road game to start the season. That's not good. This is an overmatch, and I know Ben thinks it's going to be closer than people think, but does that mean it's like 35-17 instead of 28-17? I don't know, man. The Raiders, I think, run away with this game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Raiders are for real. I think it is going to be a blowout. I think the Jets have nothing. All right, so then wild card games. We each pick our own game. Brad, which one are you doing?
So if you watched the Jaguars-Houston Texans game and watched poor Tom Savage get benched at the half for Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Watson immediately goes out and scores a touchdown on his first drive, you think, wow, Houston is actually pretty good. I don't know why they didn't start Deshaun Watson from the beginning. We're going to find out that offensive line is atrocious. And guess what? Against the Raiders, Tennessee's offensive line looked pretty atrocious, which means the Jaguars are going to match up pretty well with Tennessee again.
Oh, man.
They're also going to be at home. Jacksonville defense looked really good. Bortles didn't seem to Bortles it up quite as much as he used to. I'm taking a little bit of a risk here. I think Leonard Fournette is the real deal, and I think Tennessee showed that they're not that good at stopping the run. I think Tennessee is a 2.5-point favorite in this game. It doesn't matter. I think Jacksonville's going to win by a field goal or more.
Wow. So Jacksonville 2-0?
Yeah. Jacksonville's going to be 2-0, and everybody's favorite pick from the AFC South, Tennessee, is going to be 0-2.
Wow. Ben, what's your wild card?
I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs against the Eagles. This is going to be big. Both quarterbacks had a great showing in their first week. A couple of big factors with the Chiefs. I'll make it as quick as possible. Kareem Hunt, rookie running back, came out 239 yards, 3 touchdowns. Unbelievable performance. I don't think he's going to replicate that every single week. You know, Alex Smith had pride, had poise, but there's also now he's coming out saying this is his last year in Kansas City, so I don't know if that's going to begin a controversy at quarterback. Never a good sign when a guy comes out and says that week one.
Yeah.
But it's still, you also have the Tyreek Hill, who's a big X factor, and I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to run away with it.
All right, so I'm going to go with the NFC Championship rematch, Packers at Falcons. Yeah, I'm going to pick the Packers to beat the Falcons at home in their new stadium. NFC Championship game, that was the Falcons winning 44-21. Like, that's not happening at this point. I think it'll be a lot closer of a game, but I do think the Packers are going to pull it out. So we'll see where we land next week. You can catch, I'll post all these up on the website, 977theriver.com. Of course, their podcast is Sports Meets Beer. You can find it on Google Play, iTunes, and they're on Facebook and Twitter, and they're sticking around. We're going to do some Beer 30 coming up next on The River.
Beer.